Father, we welcome you into our day. We say good morning to you, Father. We say good morning to you, Jesus. We say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. We focus our attention on you. Our eyes are fixed on you today, Lord. We ask that your words of life would speak to us, Lord, throughout the day today. We ask that your words would be like dew that comes down and settles upon us, that like the manna that came from heaven, that you would speak to us your words of life, that they would just come and rest into our lives, Lord, that they would rest into our hearts and take a place where it feeds us, or feeds our souls, that your word would speak to us, speak to our souls and build us up, strengthen us, encourage us, edify us. Lord, we extol your name, we exalt you. You are a great God and you are wonderful in our lives, Lord. We thank you that you're part of our lives today, Lord. We thank you that you don't just take notice of us, but you are honored in us. Just as much as we revere you, Lord, you take your consideration of us seriously, Lord. That you revere us as your sons. You regard us as your sons. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that you love us so much, that you have made us and adopted us as sons, and that we have all the rights and the heritage of the children of God, that we are truly, truly blessed, that we have the full inheritance of heaven, that we have the full inheritance of the Godhead, that all the authority and power that's in your kingdom dwells within us, and that we can walk in the newness of life as a result of that power. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's name for you to direct our steps today. We ask for you to guide us and lead us in everything that we set our hands to do. We ask that you would give us a right mind and a pure heart, that you would continue to work in us to cleanse us of all unrighteousness and filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, that we would live a godly and holy life. But Lord, we just want to serve you. We want to please you. We want to be obedient to you. We want to submit to you and yield our members to you. And we can't do it without your Spirit dwelling within us to do it through us. So we ask in faith, believing that you are able to live your will out perfectly within us. And where we fail, Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Father, for your mercy that covers and washes us of all of our unrighteousness. And we thank you for your grace that enables us to have things that we don't deserve. The blessings and the promises, we take hold of them by faith. And Lord, we thank you for the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus that we are, that you became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we would be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you for it. We dedicate this day to you. We dedicate ourselves to you, Lord. We turn all of our attention to you in heaven, and we focus our attention on you throughout this day. Put so eternity within our hearts today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. So let it be. Amen.